Generally, I've tended to follow sort of the Mayo approach of looking at somebody's risk factors and trying to identify those who are at increased risk using ploidy status, a large tumor, angiolymphatic invasion, inadequate node assessment as risk factors to decide whether or not to treat somebody. If somebody has a diploid tumor, adequate lymph node assessment, then often I recommend just observation.
If a patient asks you, what is my chance of recurrence, how it will be affected, if at all, by chemotherapy, how would you respond?
What I've tended to respond that depending on the risk factors, the likelihood of recurrence after surgery is somewhere between 10 and 30%. With our current adjuvant therapies, we're able to decrease that recurrence rate somewhere between maybe 30 and 40%, depending on what's used. And if you're at the higher end of that spectrum, the 30% risk of recurrence, then certainly it seems that there's a justification for considering chemotherapy. If you're at the lower end, then it becomes somewhat of an issue. Are the benefits clearly outweighing any of the risk factors that are associated with treatment or inconvenience?
What about specific choice of therapy in stage two?
As my feeling has been, if you're going to treat somebody lacking any information, I would certainly treat somebody with FOLFOX. It just seems if you're going to make that commitment, it's hard to justify treating somebody with what's potentially an inferior regimen.
How do you approach patients who have a suboptimal number of nodes identified?
For a patient that may come in with 10 or fewer lymph nodes that have been involved, I always discuss with them that given the few lymph nodes that were removed or assessed, it makes it a little harder to determine whether or not indeed they're stage 2 or potentially stage 3 patient, and in that setting may more likely advocate using adjuvant therapy.